Welcome back to the Bushnell Project as we continue on through Proverbs and now chapter 28. John Bushnell here, married to my wife for 34 years, gives me a little bit of a platform to speak to young men especially who are married and are trying to wrestle through all of this thing called marriage and being a Christian, godly worldview, all those things. So that's the purpose of this. Hopefully speaking also to my sons who are married, sons-in-laws who are married to my daughters, that's what makes them my sons-in-laws, and to my current sons who are not married even, and future son-in-laws, whom I may know about one or two of them. So glad that you joined us as we continue to press on through a chapter a day in Proverbs until we do all 31 chapters, right? And we're in chapter 28. Want to look at some contrast and think about the characteristics that are being drawn out here of a good leader versus a not-so-good leader, or a good man versus not a good man, right? So let's start with verse 1. The wicked flee when no one pursues. Man, don't you love that? Don't you love that in those shows, those movies, the cop shows up, and all of a sudden the guy runs? He's guilty of something, right? Here it is. They get that idea right here from the Bible. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. And that's standing up to face the consequences. Man, you get married? Well, now you got consequences. You've got someone else you have to care for. You can't just go out on Friday night and do what you want to do, right? Be a lion. Be bold. Tell your friends, oh, hey, that's great. No, I'm not going. I know. I'm married, man. I've got this amazing wife. I'm going home to her. Sorry you don't have one. That's being bold as a lion. Someone comes to your door and wants to talk to you guys about something that you know, no, this isn't for us. Thanks. But no thanks. Be bold, right? Got to deal with some details of insurance or something else? Be bold. Stand up. Deal with it, right? Be the lion. Be bold. So the first contrast I want to look is boldness. Hey, godly men, they need to be bold. We need to be bold. Husbands need to be bold, right? I think I'm talking way too fast. But hey, I got a lot to say, so, and in 5 minutes. So regardless of whether you can listen quick or not, here we go. Verse 2, when a land transgresses, it has many rulers, but with a man of understanding and knowledge, its stability will long continue. So it's about the leadership, someone who can stand up and take leadership. Men, we need to be the leaders in our homes. Our wife might be a whole lot more upfront about her leadership. She may be a dynamic leader, but there's still a way for you to lead your home and to be that man that understands what's going on, that has the knowledge to deal with things and to help the family move forward. Regardless of your wife's skills and talents and her boldness, if you will, you still need to do that. And you think about leadership in our communities, whether it's the church or whatever it might be in your state, in the country, around the world. Those who can boldly take on great responsibility and lead, drawing a lot of people underneath them or everyone underneath them, that's great leadership, right? We don't usually hear about the guys that had hundreds that were following them. We hear about the ones that have millions that are following them. And then in verse 4, jump to verse 4 here, those who forsake the law praise the wicked. Oh my. Don't we have a lot of this, right? Those who forsake the law. Hey, they're okay breaking certain laws. We're going to break these laws because we don't like them. Okay, well, what the Bible is saying is if you don't like those laws and you're going to break them, then that's you praise the wicked. You are encouraging wickedness. And my time is running out. But those who keep the law strive against them. It's obeying the law. It's having that character of realizing, hey, ultimately God is the law. God is the one in control. And so I've got to obey. And so I'm going to pay my taxes. I'm going to do this. I'm going to follow my homeowners association rules, whatever that might be, especially at Christmas time, right? But here, we're not going to spit in the face of the law. We're going to obey it. We're going to respect it out of honor to God. Verse 5, evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it completely. Completely. Why? Because God is a God of justice. Christians should be God-centered. When we're God-centered in a Christian worldview, we're also Christ-exalting. We worship Jesus Christ in our God-centeredness. We're Bible-saturated. We want to keep taking the Bible more and more and more and more, right? And we're missions-minded. What is the mission of God? What is the mission of the church, of the body of community that I am in right now? And lastly, is justice pursuing? What is the right thing to do. No matter what it costs me, I need to do what's right. So think about what's right for you and your wife right now. What's most important right now? And spend some energy doing that. Focus in on that. Go make your marriage great. God bless you.